Oh.
We should not have.
Hello? Yeah. What are you doing down here? Does Mummy know you're here?
My mum coming in.
Is she?
Yeah.
Who said?
My mum.
Who said your mum could come here?
No. Who said?
Mae llawn o'n nhw. Mae'n byw, mae'n gen fwy i'r fydd i'n symud fewn. Sit for a minute, quietly, fy nai.
Y fforest yma ar den yn do, a Lord o Hon yn ymwysio bod yna big fire yn y Welsh forestry o Germany, Lord o Hon. Ie.
Yeah.
Yn ymwysio'r ten, llosgod y fforest yma'n do.
God.
Ymserniaeth ar den. Oh, llosgod y chorus a bod ma'n, o'r fire engines o Swansea a bod ma'n maddwn o de. Ac o German bombers yn mynd i'wch ben, o'n ti'n glwyd i sŵn nhw'n mynd. Lord o hon, dweud ar y Wales, big forest fire in Wales.
God.
Be
o, efo'r camp? Mae'n mwy interested yn in y camp.
O, fi o'n ambyd fel ni'n ned o'n o'n employed o'na cyn ar y fel yn de, Boston School oedd yna wedyn.
Ia, oedd yna prisoner, oedd yna prisoner o war camp yn doer.
Wel, dwi'm yn gwybod os gallu ni alw am prisoner o war camp, a Boston School, a mi ddiweddodd yr rhyfel, a mi ddys yna German airmen yna. Ond o'n ym yn prisoners mewn ffos, ac o'n gallu dato ni o ar y pil, fan hyn. Okay. Officers, German officers, yna lot o'n gael ei educatio yn Oxford a Cambridge, ac o'n siarad o'n ei gynnyddoedd, ond o'n bo'n pasio law ffordd yna cyn rhyfel ar tandems.
Yeah.
Ar y ffordd newydd, ond yn educated yn Oxford a Cambridge. Ond so, o'n very high class Germans.
O pan oedden nhw wedi roed nhw fanna then?
Wel, ond o'n gyrru a German i gael ei fomio yn y fflond oedd. Oedden nhw wedi falle ni lle fynd yn ôl na. Pan es i wedyn i Egypt, gwarfas i Akart. Ond o'n drifio ar milleries ni.
Fy lastio wedyn?
Cart.
O ne.
Cart, German, army. Wel, oedd o'n ŵl wedi cael ei gyrru adrau i Germany ac o'n i ddim di'r army wan ar ôl 1946. Y crast yn reid yn oso fel dat, I think. Crast yn ar y mowlwy somewhere there, and there were Czechoslovakia, or was a crew, Czechoslovakians. Then there's a Wellington bomber that crashed on a Sunday morning in Penal during the war. And I'm going to go to the home guard. Ac o'n i yn yr AWF Cadet Force, o'n i, yn gog ifanc. Yn rhai o Welsh Fusiliers Cadets, yr army. Fi o'n i cario messages yn os, yn byddwn. Amser o'n gwneud exos oes, yn erbyn regel yr army, ges i capstio lawd o'r liwdau ar y bike, mynd i dre. A ddau o gloch yn bore. A'r envoy arall na Humphreys, y bwtiar yn dre, oedd o ar y motorbike yn dispatch rider, gath o'i ddal. Godd ein yn un y shed, fan i'n brysyn, os oedd yn yr eilwy, o'n yn lliwdi. O'r AWF, y camp cyntaf is i gampio mewn tent yn tonna ne. Gofio ni mynd ar train, a fo red i sil. Ysio, o'n i'n homesick.
Beth oedd tan fan e, then? Oedd hwnna rhywbeth i wneud efo'r
yma? Artillery, camp.
Yeah.
Tillery gynna mawr. A traws o'n i, a ti'n gwybod gynna traws o'n i ddim yn mynd a ti'n gwybod gynna tawn fanna fan hyn.
Yeah.
Amser ni'n tanio, treinio, a dyn nhw o'r aeroplanes yn dargio targets, di o.
Yeah.
A dyn nhw'n seithi ar y targets yn tawn fanna, anti-aircraft guns. Wedyn o Morfa yn dwy'n yn aerodrom. Wedyn o'na dŵr am yr un camps, o'na un yn Bryn Crieg. Ond ein arall yn Llanegrin, ein arall yn Llwy Gwryl, y dan tu lle oedd y fem yma ni, y dan môr yma, mae'n rhai ar ein bethau'n dal yna. I weld, gamp mawr yma roi'r Marines.
Did you have any experiences, was there any, did they do anything with the quarries here, the slate quarries during the war? Or? Did they hide anything in there or do something?
Well, all the crown jewels were underground in the quarry in Blaenafastiniog throughout the war. All the crown jewels were.
Yeah,
there's a programme in about them.
Yeah.
And Brach Goch Quarry, all most of the underground there, they were storing powder for explosives there, underground in Brach Goch. But they were not doing nothing up to there, no. But Brach Goch, because Trevor Bech, Nora's father, because the people that work in them night duties, because the underground there was full of powder, they used to make bullets, bombs,
yeah,
and everything. And the crown jewels were in Blaenafastiniog.
In Brach Goch.
And I think there was a lot of artist things in Blaenafastiniog underground too. There, yeah, because there's a special place and all the crown jewels and everything. Mm.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Huh?
It's interesting, very interesting.
Well, I'm trying to remember what I can remember.
Well, I know, I've blurted it out. You haven't had the chance to think, have you?
But do you remember playing on this field there, here, woom, in the summer? Yes, 16, coming up the valley there. You could see them nearly inside them.
What's that?
Germans, Henkel bombers. And they didn't machine gun us, and we were just looking at them. And they carried on up that way. They had come all low on the coast, they were heading for Liverpool, they were. And Inverness is a little mountain. Inverness, not far from on the other side of the village as you go to Harbour. It's not very fine, all that house I don't like. After Inverness, I don't like the stones outside it and all that.
I think so.
Well, on the other side, there's a little mountain. There's trees growing there.
Oh, yeah.
And they had an observer corps there. And it's them that picked them up. And they phoned straight away. Fighters came and meet them, shot them all down from Oswestry Street. And that's the station in Oswestry Street. I buggered off, my father was guarding up there. And I walked there, I buggered off on the train, walked up roads like the old road there, up out. And I went to the main gate there and asked for my father. And I said, dude, there's a lot of people there. I didn't understand what the hell they were talking. I didn't know. And they took me to my father. When I was going, what was inside in the woods, there were Spitfires and Hurricanes. It was a Polish station. All Polish.
Polish. Where now?
In Oswestry Street, the other side of Oswestry Street, right, out in the country. And then my father said, what the hell do you want here? He said, like that, I come to see you, I said.
Oh.
And there was, I could hear these talking, Polish fighter pilots and all that. Way. So it must be from there that came to meet these lot. Because they were good pilots, the Polish were the fighter pilots. Very brave they were, and they were shot down. Then another one, they could hear machine guns in the air. Well, he dropped some of his bombs by Talathin. I don't know if he was shot down. I never heard he was shot down around this area. And then I remember on a Sunday night, we were all standing down by Fenner's house. Yes, the hell of a noise. 88 altogether, Lancaster's law going down this way. All together on a Sunday, and Germany was bombed very bad then. They must be moving from one base to another base, and then they were all going off together or something, because there was a lot of damage done in Germany then. And well, there was always aeroplanes around there, yeah. When we were working, Bryn's mother and me up the valley there, and the Langals, then could hear noise. Spitfires were coming up this valley, and they'd circle us, and then we're waving, you know, with the canopy back, you know, the canopy, and they'd wave on you like that. We waved back on them, they were that low. And then there was Towin, Morva, they had Lysanders there. Then a flying fortress tried to land there. She was damaged or something. And that was across the railway, standing. across the railway, she failed to reach there. I was a train into Wynn, Flying Fortress. Then that big mountain, I shown you going to Dolgellau, down on the Fairbairn, that high mountain. A Flying Fortress crashed into that. There was a hell of a lot of going home to America there were. And that's in the book, on the crash book. And that crashed into the mountain, all of them were killed, scattered about all over the place.
Oh yeah, Ray gave you a book about that, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Wasn't that man that written it, was it?
I was in the RWF Cadet Force, I was carrying messages for the Home Guard and all that. I was caught down by duty there, regular army come on there. I was in the shed underneath the little railway there, prisoner. Then Davy Lewis and them had gone somewhere on the wagon, Brach Goch wagon, and they'd gone out somewhere, and they told them to jump out, and they jumped into a lake. I didn't know it was that dark. And then Captain, was the Captain Vicar in Corris.
Benson Davis.
Then Tom, Irene's brother, his father brought home a big sailing boat like that. So one day Tom said to me, let's go up to the lake on the mountain there. There was a lake there. It's not there anymore. Clinmany they used to call it.
Is that like pond, is it now, is it?
And we went there. Yes, we carried it up on our shoulders. And there we are.
Must have been big.
Playing with it on the lake. And our Hanson came, twin engine. She kept on circling all the time. And we never thought of that. Yes, see what was coming up. All the Home Guard and all that with rifles. They thought we had something just in case by sending signals.
Oh my goodness. We must have been furious when we saw you.
Like that. You have to be careful because I mean...
What about blackouts and things like that?
Oh, blackouts, aye. All the headlamps on the... There was a little... In the space, he covered the headlamp and there was a little space, a long little space like that in the middle. That's all the lights
you
had.
Slit, was it? Mm-hmm.
Then all the houses were blackout. But them German officers that came to play football with us, that came from the camp there, and they told me that they were cycling down this road before the war on tandems. They were educated in Oxford and Cambridge and they're waiting to go home. They won't let them go home. And they said, like, they knew everywhere around here because he said there was no, I don't know what you want a black house, he said to me.
What did Gomer Rowlands do with what was that vehicle that he used to drive? You know, Sam Pennell had a load of them.
Caterpillar.
Yeah, what did he? He would have something to do with the war, didn't he?
He went to the army, he did.
Yeah, but wasn't he looking for mines with his Caterpillar?
Well, they had something similar, yes, and a big steel thing on the front of it. If a mine went off, it would not kill you. Mm. A lot of going on here.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be careful the camcorders on. You don't want any scandal.
That's all I can do.
You might get in the wrong hands.
Because
stand.
Everywhere was dark.
Yeah. No street lights.
You could tread on somebody without knowing. Some girls from Mach got killed on their way from Mach to Tom and I camp, going dancing in the army wagon.
Oh,
by Pantidal there, the wagon went over the side.
Oh dear.
Because there was a lot of things like that going on, and my father was in the Territorial Army when the war broke out the first day, they were all called. I think he went down to Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
To the, you know where the hospital is in Aber now?
Bronglais one.
Ah, there used to be an army barracks there.
Oh, there we are, see, you're talking about.
That's where my father went to the barracks there. Then they was all sent away. And then, in the very beginning, like, you know, well, obviously, my mother was having half a crown to bring me up.
No, mine's not going home.
Because my father went to Ireland twice to do camping with the Territorial Army before the war broke out. That's the summer's that photos that was in Ireland. Gomer Rowlands, there was a lot from Corries in the home guard because there were